Welcome to the Chaos Network.
Now you're all in big, big trouble.
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Pure bullshit. What you really need is to be smashed in the head 30 or 40 times with a golf club.
And if you want comedy, there is always Sarah Palin. God bless. She is wonderful. Sarah is a self-opening pinata. Alcoholics are God's rodeo clowns. We're the ones doing the stupid shit nobody else will do.
Bullshit is everywhere. Bullshit is rampant. Parents are full of shit. Teachers are full of shit. Clergymen are full of shit. And law enforcement people are full of shit.
Sometimes you just feel tired.
Dude.
All right, happy 6th of July. What's going on, everybody? It was a nice weekend. It was a nice holiday weekend. It was one of those where, you know, you sit back, you enjoy, you hear the fireworks going off, you go out and watch the fireworks. It doesn't matter how you do it. You go out and do it. You watch all the you know, the drunk jerks, you know, go out there, shut off some fireworks and, you know, screw themselves up. We'll call him, you know, Jason Pierre-Paul. Way to go, buddy. I'm sure the Giants are excited that you severed your hand. Well, not really a mild injury, but it kind of made me laugh when I saw it. I was like, ah, you dumb jerk face. Anyway, welcome to From the Mind to Chaos. I would be Chaos. This would be the therapy session that I so need this week. Why do I need it, you ask? Well, just because I'm screwed in the head, so I got to get this out. I mean, it stays in. Bad things happen. I see dead people. You know, all type of commiserated misery amongst all of us. It's never a good thing. So I'm going to knock this out early. Let's do some housekeeping. So, bam!
Housekeeping!
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping!
You come back in an hour.
Housekeeping, you want towels?
More towels. Need sleepy.
Housekeeping, you want me for a pillow?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God.
All right. So you wanna reach out to the show? You can do that. Just do it on Twitter. Do it on Facebook. However you want to do it. Chaos Radio is the easiest way to hit that for the network. Chaos_radio on Twitter is fine. You can find me at FNChaos. I used to have something for From the Mind of Chaos, but I never checked it. So you might as well just send it to me directly and tell me how much you love or hate me, what you did for your 4th of July, how much you enjoyed it. You know, more and more people that I talk to now, it seems like half the time they are in bed by the time fireworks are going off. It's crazy, though, because you get out to, like, the Midwest, certain parts of, I don't know, Indiana, where it doesn't get dark till almost 10 o'clock. And some people are like, I'm done. I don't want any part of it. I'm out. I'll listen to them. I'll see them tomorrow. Maybe you make your own fireworks with your bow going on. I don't know, but either way, I don't know. It's okay. Celebrate your independence. However you got to do it. However you want to do it. But thank the people that got you there too. Thank the ones that fought for us, died for us. So all the veterans, everybody who made, you know, it. And granted, it was so long ago, but these people are still fighting for us today. So, you know, thank everybody. Just more courage than I've ever had. It takes a hell of a lot more courage to go out there and fight for the freedoms than it does for me to scream about the freedoms. So for those of you that do those actions, you're kind of badass. And I'll take kind. Let's take, and by kind of, I mean most definitely, we'll say. Definitely badass. Thank you. That's just badass. So, I had like a whole list of stuff I wanted to get through today. And then one subject just kind of totally took it over. So I'm gonna fire through some of the things that I had on the list just for the sake of wanting to get. First of all, how much cooler is it than on, you know, July 4th weekend, our U.S. women go out and win the World Cup? I mean, it didn't just win. Dominated. I mean, 5-2 was the final score in the game last night, and it was over midway through the first half. By halftime, it was 4-1, and then they were just on cruise control. So props to the U.S. women. I mean, soccer is growing like crazy, and I'm not the biggest soccer fan. I'm a huge sports fan, don't get me wrong. I'm kind of late to the party on soccer, but you watch – let's just look around and watch the millennials. And they are supporting more and more soccer jerseys than ever before. It's cool. I mean, great. I mean, soccer, you see the best athletes. And I think the best athletes in the major sport is NBA. I think they're the all-around best athletes. Doesn't mean it's the best game to watch. It's close. Hockey's the best game to watch, though. I don't know. I'm in the minority on that for some reason, but it really is. But most of the people who are really good in the NBA always have some sort of soccer background. Towns, who was just drafted number one overall, played soccer until he was like 15, 16 years old. Hakeem Olajuwon had a huge soccer background. Steve Nash, you know, and there's a list that goes on and on, but it just helps develop the footwork. And you know what? It's not a bad game to watch. It's enjoyable to watch. So get out there and, I don't know. I mean, between soccer and now Little League Baseball, for as much crap as I give Hollywood on Sports Our Way, Little League Baseball is becoming a little bit more on the rise. They've appealed a lot more to the inner city with all the concussions in football and how many issues they're causing. People are starting to kind of step away from football and playing a little bit more basketball and baseball. So it's kind of nice to see. But props to the Women's World Cup. That's awesome. That's awesome. I want to talk a little bit about Playboy because, I mean, I am a dude. I'm a guy, you know, and there's two stories over the course of the week that made me kind of go, oh, Playboy's in the news. And it's not the publication, but it's a couple of the Playmates. It's nothing big. I just found it funny. Miley Cyrus hooked up with a Playboy Playmate. And if you look into it, she gets a little graphic about, you know, what they did. So you take the girl who, you know, grew up on the Disney Channel, and she's become a woman, and she's got a crush on a Playboy Playmate. And there was definitely not, you know, a little bit more than there was some reach out and touch someone in that. There was definitely some reach out and touch someone. So, add a girl, Miley, you know, get your freak on. That's one thing that I definitely support. I definitely support getting your freak on. And then, of course, there was those two pilots that were fired because they had they had a Playboy Playmate on their flight. And they let her come up and pretty much drive the plane, fly the plane, however you want to call it. And there was, you know, about another 50 passengers on the flight. And, of course, the pilots got fired, and there's this huge outrage. And, you know, people are going crazy. How could they let her do that? Have you seen her? Do you know what guys do? I mean, guys and boobs and hotness. I mean, it's mesmerizing, and all thought just goes out the window. I mean, the girls, obviously, she's a playmate. She's smoking hot. The guys were just saying, look, there's no doubt. Here's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get it in. Come play with my flight stick. And then come play with my flight stick. Please come play with my flight stick. That's all they're doing. Let me impress you. I'm a pilot on an airplane. First of all, I got 50 people on my flight. So you know that's not the you know, it's not the A team out there. It's not the varsity squad that they have. But boobs, hot. She, you know, could have done pretty much anything she wanted. So don't really like people are, how could they be so irresponsible? Again, take a look at her spread, we'll say, in Playboy. It's something, does it mean that I would do it? Man, I can't say no. I'd like to think no, but again, she had boobs and hot. I'm just a dude. I'm just one dude. I mean, I've got no chance. I mean, that's super, hey, how you doing? Yeah, free drinks. Yeah, she gets free drinks all the time. I mean, you got to step up your game. This girl gets free drinks no matter where she goes. She'd go to the library and get free drinks. I mean, it's not like it's something uncommon. So I know, got this plane. I'm in control of it. You want to fly this plane? Oh, yeah. Look, Who knows what happened in the cockpit? Okay, that's all I'm saying. So it's always good when Playboy's in the news. And like I said, some of these are going to be kind of rapid fire, but Girl Scouts. So this was really, really cool. Kind of really cool. So the Girl Scouts, they actually got a donation, or somebody donated $100,000 to the Girl Scouts. And there was a caveat that came with it. Said this could be used for anything except for transgender girls. Ah, sorry, I had to stretch. And so the Girl Scouts were like, wow, that's great. You know, $100,000, that's really about a third of what our donations are over the course of the year. This money could do a lot of good. You can, I mean, I think it can provide like 150 scholarships or something. I don't know, something, and that's an exaggerated number, I think. I forget what the number was exactly, but some huge number of scholarships could help a lot of girls out. I said, wow, so thank you for the donation, but no, we can't accept this donation because we believe that whether you're transgender or whatever, if you feel you're a girl, or we're going to recognize you as a girl, or, you know, we don't want to take this money without the caveat of saying who we can and can't give it to. You know, it's very nice. I understand you have, and that person has every right to lay that caveat in there. It's their money. They'd like to see it towards a certain thing. But just as they have every right, the Girl Scouts or any organization has every right to say, no, take it and, you know, shove it up your ass. And that was awesome because really, you have the gay and lesbian community, but part of that, it's GLTV, bisexual, no big deal. But the transgender that's in there is the one that seems to be getting the most. So what the Girl Scouts did was, I think they went to like Indiegogo or something like that, and they posted on there about the donation. And so they tried to, you know, get a fundraiser going, and they did. And they've raised so far $260,000. And I think that's got about 25 days left on it, somewhere in that area. So because they took the high road, which I believe they did, you know, they didn't insult anybody. They didn't do anything wrong. They just said, no, that's not okay. We don't need to take your money with that caveat. And then found another avenue. I mean, they're going to end up getting, you know, three times the amount on what was there and be able to use it in the way that they see to fit all girls, whether they're transgender, whether they're, you know, whatever, however they see fit. And that's a pretty cool story. That's awesome. Seemed class. You know, and I don't want to totally disparage the person who was donating. I mean, for somebody to donate $100,000 to the girls, that's awesome too. That's awesome. That's, you know, that's their money. That's a lot of money. They're trying to do some good. They're maybe just a little behind the times on where they're thinking, you know, but that's their beliefs. I want to say I shouldn't shun them for their beliefs, but that's kind of what I do. I mean, catch the hell up. I mean, you know, just stop living in the times of where, you know, it's a wild, wild west or something. Stop it. Just stop. Let people be happy and figure out their way. But still, nice act, great thought to donate, try to donate to them. Okay, is there anything else I want to hit on before I hit on this? Kind of weird that the Indonesia transport plane over the weekend crashed, or over the past week crashed, killed 115 people. And then there was that boat that capsized too, and a bunch of people were saved. I mean, it's traveling. It's not any easier than it has been, it seems. I don't know, but anyway, 117 people, I think, were killed with that Indonesia plane crash. 115 were on the plane, and some of the people on the ground. And then there's this story. This will be the second to last quick-hitting story. First, well, actually, we'll say this. You guys know that Al Roker and Lenny Kravitz are cousins. That's thought I was kind of funny when I read it. But this story, so there's a man who I don't know why he wanted the cake. I think he just wanted to – look, he's from the South. You know, the Confederate flag, it's getting persecuted quite a bit, and it means different things to different people. To some, it truly means a symbol of bigotry and hate, And to others, they feel like it's part of their heritage, not that they're supporting slavery or anything like that. I want to give them the benefit of the doubt and say that they're not doing that, but it's tough. But I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and say it's just they want to embrace some of their heritage. So this dude, I didn't catch his name. He walked into a Walmart, and he's the type of guy that you think would ask for this. He wanted a Confederate flag cake. Yeah, he looked like he was straight off the Dukes of Hazzard. I'm not gonna lie, he totally did. It's Uncle Jesse's brother. It had to be Uncle Jesse's brother. Walmart, to its credit, the employee said, "No, we're not going to make this. We're not going to make this flag or this cake for you. We're not going to make." So again, I should say, to its credit, I mean, it's their beliefs too. So above all, you know, it's everybody's beliefs in here. The same guy says, "Okay, well then, can you make this cake for me?" They said, "Sure, no problem." And it was a cake celebrating ISIS. And when they asked the man about this, he's like, "Look, I'm not celebrating ISIS. I hate him just as much as anybody else. I just wanted to see if they would make the cake, because they won't make the Confederate flag cake, but they'll make the ISIS cake. That seems a little wrong." He's got a point. It's wrong. And when they talked to the employee and Walmart about it, they said, "Look, the employee had no idea what the cake was. So it's in it's not like it says, 'Hey, yay, congratulations, ISIS.' No, it was all in, you know, it wasn't in English. They didn't know what they were making. But there's, you know, and maybe it speaks to, you know, what we don't know, the ignorance of the people that are out there, that they can go out and make this cake and have no idea what it means. You know, the guy can take it home and he probably ate it. I mean, it's still cake. Let's just say whatever's on top. I mean, cake is fantastic. I mean, cupcakes. Are you going to turn down a cupcake? Mm-mm. Cakes? Probably not. So I'm going to say he probably ate it, which really means, like, what? He ate a cake of ISIS. I mean, I don't think he was – I mean, it almost seems like when you eat the cake, you're – like if you know, my niece or somebody has a SpongeBob cake and she eats it, is she defaming SpongeBob or is she celebrating some SpongeBob? I don't know. It's perception. All right, so the story here that I was watching on one of the late night shows or whatever, and they got into this long report, and it blew me the away. I mean, just like, so when you get a ticket, tickets aren't cheap. You know, I'm talking like speeding ticket, roll on a stop sign, you know, driving without your headlights on. So it's expensive, right? So there's an older lady, Harriet Cleveland, and there's a few scenarios I'm going to run through here with you, but Harriet Cleveland, she couldn't pay. She had a few small fines, but she was like, you know, half of the country, or I'm sorry, let's just say 75% of the country who's living paycheck to paycheck. She gets a few tickets that she can't afford to pay. I mean, she can't afford it. I mean, it's, you know, her small fines, you know, in some counties, a speeding ticket can be $255. And when you're living paycheck to paycheck, I mean, if you're making, even if you're making 10 bucks an hour, you know, that's, you know, to be able to eat and do everything else, that's a lot of money to manage. She couldn't afford it. So she's sitting there with her grandbaby one morning, feeding him breakfast, and a cop knocks on her door. And she was talking about how she saw, you know, the cop out there. She didn't think anything of it. She's like, "Ah, whatever. What's he doing here?" Goes up there, and he arrests her and takes her to jail because she hasn't paid these tickets, which you got to be held accountable, but it gets a lot worse. I mean, she couldn't pay her small fines, taken to jail. While she was, you know, trying to go through all this and pay it all off so she didn't go to jail again, she lost her car because she couldn't afford the car payment. Her utilities were shut off. And she pretty much was screwed because trying to pay all this and avoid jail costs her everything else. But, I mean, it definitely gets a lot worse. So take, for instance, you know, I got a lot of you guys in California. So look this up. So running a stop sign in California, it's a $35 fine. That's what the fine is for running a stop sign. Yeah, I know it sounds low, right? But that's about what it should be. But after state taxes and they add in their fees, it actually ends up being a $238 ticket. So you actually do the crime, and the crime itself is a $35 crime. But the fact that California, I know they've been broke, I know they can't find water, but when they're done with you, you have to pay $238. Now, most people now, it seems like, you know, like I said, most people are living paycheck to paycheck. Not a lot of people have that money. In a lot of counties earn their money, a lot of their money, off of, you know, tickets. Ferguson, for example. Now, people rioted in Ferguson because, well, we all know why. And no matter where you stand on, and if you look at it maybe through the evidence that was presented, it sounded like the kid went after the cop, got the gun, and was shot. You know, that sounds like, should the kid be shot? No. But if they want to riot, I think they have some other reasons to riot for. Ferguson, they actually promoted employees, civil employees, on the amount of revenue that they were out there getting through tickets. They had polls on who could write the most tickets. A woman, this part is insane to me. A woman in 2007, she got two tickets, and the total fine was $127 on the tickets. And she went on a payment plan, all right? And the payment plans that are out there are ludicrous. They are absolutely ludicrous. Illinois, for example, adds 30% on the top when you go on a payment plan. New Orleans adds $100. So if you can't afford the $127, and you can't pay it up front, the ticket goes to $227. Well, this girl, she went on pay. She is, again, this is 2007. She has made payments so far of $540 in total. She still owes $528. And how can that happen, you ask? Well, what they're starting to do on this stuff is they're starting to privatize a lot of who collects the fines. So one of the companies that does it is called Sentinel. Sentinel, they've taken over they're pretty much a collections company, and the people report to them. We'll take that instance, and we'll take another instance. Let me see if I can find the girl's name. Haley Wood is another girl's name. She got a seatbelt ticket, $25 seatbelt ticket. The fee on top of that brought the ticket to $41. Now, she has been sent to Sentinel, and it's a lot like what the girl I was talking about in Ferguson did. And what happens is it's this $41 ticket. Well, on top of that, it is an additional $50 a month that you have to pay Sentinel for taking care of it for them. So when the girl sends in a payment, like let's just say $10 a month, what they do is they take that $10 a month and they take it away from what she owes Sentinel. They don't take it away from the $41 ticket. This girl, like if you go through her history, she has owed Sentinel as much as $550 because she's just not able to make the total payment on it. And that ticket, that $41 ticket, is still sitting there. She went to court and she told the judge, she said, hey, I have the $41 to pay this ticket. I don't have enough money to pay everything that I owe Sentinel. Judge said, that's not my problem. I mean, are you kidding me? So it just keeps adding up and adding up and adding up. And like there, you know, it was the 1800s, I think, is when, like 1860 or something like that, when debtors' prisons were supposed to be outlawed. And it used to be set up, or at least it should be set up, it's out there, that it's supposed to be based on the ability to pay this back. And people are literally going broke when they get these tickets and they can't, you know, pay it right away because they're living a paycheck to paycheck. Minimum wage in certain counties, I think in Alabama, is $7 an hour. If you're making minimum wage and you get a $255 ticket, it's going to take you over 80 hours to make that money to pay back that. And God forbid you try to live the rest of your life. So minimum wage, which, again, is supposed to be the standard in which we live, you know, can afford to live in the counties that we live in, which obviously there's, you know, huge fluctuation there, won't even get you set up. Tom Barrett, a veteran, stole a $2 can of beer. It had to be a PBR, poor guy. Talk about rough times. And again, he was referred to Sentinel, who charged him, no bullshit, they charged him $360 a month because he had to wear a leg monitor. Dude had to start selling plasma because he could not afford to pay for everything. He couldn't even afford bus fare. He couldn't afford food. And he's been locked up three times for stealing that $2 bill. Now think of $2 beer, not $2 bill. Think of how insane that is. Like, he stole a $2 bill. $2 beer. He gets locked up three times. And I think it's been anywhere from, like, total time spent in is like 4 to 6 months. Do you know how much it is for us to put somebody in prison and for us to keep them in prison? I mean, the state themselves, this is supposed to be cost-affecting, saving money, and that's why they privatize this out to Sentinel and things like that. To put this guy in jail for stealing his $2 beer, it's cost them in excess of like $25,000. And again, prisons are starting to be run through privatized companies, just like Sentinel. And you just look at and what are we doing? We're like in a time when we're supposed to be helping people and making their lives better. Literally ruining their lives in Orange, Florida, not Orange County, California, but Orange County, Florida. They do this thing where they have like a dude dressed up as a Grinch, and he's just got Santa sacks full of licenses that have been commandeered. We'll say, people's license get suspended because they can't afford this stuff. So they get taken away. Like 88% of the licenses that they take down there are because people can't afford to pay the fines. So they have this Grinch with sacks, like huge sacks of everybody's licenses, and he's dumping them out on the ground. And news coverage is there. And they asked him, why do they do this? And he said, well, we're just trying to make a statement to the people who are unlawfully committing crimes, and this is what happens. We can take these rights from you when you abuse these rights. 88% can't pay the fine, and that's why they're getting, you know, their lives suspended. And when you look at it, when you take, say, the California ticket, a $35 ticket, and it gets taken to $238, it's pay the ticket or pay the light bill. And right now, you're going to get your light bill shut off because you're going to end up, you know, in jail. This is crazy to me. In Ferguson's, I mean, stop me if you've heard this one before. I mean, Ferguson's the worst. I mean, when they have incentives based on getting promoted on how many tickets you write, the police chief was bragging to the mayor, yeah, you should see the lines that we have at the clerk's office. And, you know, the girls are just so busy there around the block. And the his boss says, good job, way to go, you know, keep it coming in. I mean, 64% of the people who have lost their license in New Jersey have also lost their jobs. That's ridiculous. I mean, what kind of precedents are we setting? New Jersey, who's out that way? Isn't there, Chris Christie out that way running for president? That sounds like somebody I want to vote for. You feel bad for the Haley Woods of the world. You feel bad for Harriet Cleveland, a grandma who's had to spend time in jail, I think three different times is what I said. It's like I was watching this and I was just amazed. I mean, what the hell? I mean, like, I'm afraid to jaywalk. Well, not really. I'm a jaywalk. I'm going to keep doing that. But, I mean, this is supposed to be saving money. And, like, I wonder, like, if we took somebody, I don't know, Dr. Seuss, anybody, I mean, and had them just sit there and look at some of the things that we're doing that are costing us money, because this is truly costing us a ton of money. When you have, subcontracting people out that are just ripping Americans off And obviously they're collecting their money and getting, you know, rich off of it. But it's also costing the court. How much money will we be able to put back in the economy and erase from our debt by just doing, changing these little things like this? It is insane. I mean, the poor girl in Ferguson who had the ticket of like $127 and is, by the time she's done, is going to pay about $1,200 in fines. That is horrible. I mean, Haley Wood, I mean, this girl, $41 ticket, and she was $500 in debt to Sentinel. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I mean, like, this is where I needed the therapy just because of this. I mean, there's times, like, some of you guys I went to high school with, I mean, there was, we knew, like, I can remember, was it Shannon Culver was his name or something like that? Was one of the guys on our football team up at Palmdale, which I was there for a couple of years. I used to claim Manhattan Beach is where I went, but Palmdale's where the roots were. And this dude went into, it was like a Circle K or 7-Eleven on, like, Palmdale Boulevard and, like, you know, 30th Street East or something. Goes in there and does a beer run. Who didn't do a beer run? But he was fast. And that dude was, like, star player on the football team. He gets caught. He gets busted. He gets arrested. He was easily the best player on the football team and lost his scholarships. Nobody wanted to have anything to do with him because he got arrested. And, you know, maybe he just wasn't good enough for them to overlook the arrest. You know, I know in a lot of players, you know, if you're Jamarcus Russell or something, they'll overlook rapes and stuff. But you know, don't steal that $2 beer or that beer run. I was just shocked. I was like, I cannot believe we're doing this to people. I mean, New Orleans and Illinois adding 30% and adding $100. I mean, you know, there's towns in the United States that rely on these fines for 66% of their revenue. I mean, come on, there's got to be better ways. I mean, we're not taxed enough. I guess we got to find ways to throw it this way. I mean, 88% of suspensions in that county were not paying a ticket. Come on, man. I mean, I thought we're here to help people out. I mean, you do a crime, I get it. You got to do the time. But some of this stuff, I mean, $35 to $228 or $238 is ridiculous. You know, it's their ability to repay. So, anyway, that's what I got. Hope you guys had a great 4th. Again, thanks to all you who listened and served. There is not enough words. Don't steal a $2 can of beer. I guess that would be the advice for the day. You guys know how to hit me back. So if you guys want to find a way, go for it. Other than that, have a great weekend. Have a great week. You know, smile, have some fun, take care of yourself, and I want to say fuck the police is what I want to say. Have a good one. I'm out.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.